He's making a list and checking it twice. But how does Santa know who's naughty or nice? Our colleague Kevin Sullivan's son continued an age-old tradition when he wrote a letter to Santa filled with pressing questions. We asked him to open it for us.
I have a list of questions for Santa Claus. Santa, how old are you? Remember, did you see me on vacation? I sat on your lap, remember? Since we don't have a chimney, where do you come down from? With your magic, do you like it squished into that little hole up in our house? That's it.
Well, his friends had some questions, too. There's that whole reindeer thing.
How could we be the fly?
Santa Claus, how do you get in my house? How you have a big baby Santa? How does Santa Claus come into my house?
The answers to those questions and many more are found in the Christmas Chronicles, a radio series first broadcast last year on KBYU in Provo, Utah. It tells the story of Santa Claus. The series creator, Tim Slover, also serves as the narrator who comes across a magical green book.
So I started to read the green book. I read it all night in my study. I fell asleep around dawn after I finished it. When I woke up, I intended to stumble into the bedroom to tell my wife all about what had happened and show her the book. But the book was gone. In its place was a note. "We needed this back," it said. "But don't worry, you'll remember every word. Tell the world before it's too late. When and if you feel brave enough, yours sincerely, Dunstan."
We first spoke to Tim Slover last year. Since then, the Christmas Chronicles has been turned into a book, and the radio series is now airing on several public radio stations across the country. Tim told us the Chronicles came from stories he would tell his boys growing up, and now he hopes to spread the joy.
Frankly, for me, if anybody just gets a little bit of extra pleasure out of Christmas as a result of these broadcasts, I'm thrilled, because I think that Christmas sometimes has gotten a little debased lately, and I think also that Santa Claus has gotten a little silly lately. So my impression is that this is just one way to maybe combat the kind of grayness and the kind of cynicism and the kind of depression that has settled over Christmas of late, and now I get the opportunity to tell more people about it, and I'm really thrilled for that.
Well, let's ask you for some of the answers to all those questions that kids ask. Who is Santa? Where did he come from?
He was a human being named Klaus, who lived in the 1300s in the Black Forest region of what's now West Germany, or now Germany. He was a real person. He really lived. He really was a member of a carpenter's guild, and he really did make toys.
And then how did he go from that human to the superhuman who delivers presents to kids all in one night?
Over a process of many adventures and a process of time, actually, is how it happened. The first thing that happened to him was that, tragically, as happened a lot in that particular horrible century, is that the Black Death came to his village, and although he was spared, a lot of children died, and so he got an idea, and the idea was that he would solicit children in helping him in his carpentry work to rebuild things in the village that had been lost, and then at the end of that year, he felt he should reward them with toys. That's sort of how the whole toy delivery began.
Wow, you're good. This is good. Well, so continue. How did it then become a worldwide thing?
As you can imagine, as he started delivering toys to the kids in his village, other kids in other villages found out, and his deliveries became more and more far-flung. That got too much for him at some point. And the first event that helped him was a young woman who, by dint of hobby at least, a racer with a reindeer, whose name was Dasher, and found him in despair, in the middle of a snowstorm, unable to deliver his toys to all the children that were expecting them. And so that's how he first started delivering them on a sleigh. Before that, it had all been tramping around on foot.
Well, then the reindeer take flight. Here's a clip from your readings of the Christmas Chronicles where Klaus takes that first flight.
Klaus's first flight was more glorious than any of us who have not ridden in a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer can ever know. After a few moments of initial vertigo and not knowing up from down, He took to flying in his sleigh as if he had been born to it, which of course he had. He exulted in the wind blowing through his hair and at the sight of the sleeping villagers below and the wheeling stars above. And when he thought of how quickly he would be able to get his toys to the children now, and then when he thought that he could be let down to a roof rather than having to climb up to it, and then finally when he thought how quickly he would be back by Anna's side, sheer joy bubbled up in him. He began, and then... noted as he warmed to his theme. And then, finally, in his deep, rich bass, ho, 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 he laughed as he sailed through the roaring winter night.
And we heard just now the voice reading this was not yours. It was Richard Johnstone reading the voice of Dunstan Wyatt, the court historian.
Dunstan Wyatt, when he was living on Earth in mortality, was a professor of English Lit at Exeter College at Oxford University. And because of his interest in history, after he passed on, he was called up to Castle Nowell and became the court historian. E.S., by the way, elevated spirits, the slang that's used in the True North for elevated spirit is elves. You may have heard that term. And those are the people that help in all manner and sundry ways, Klaus, both with his deliveries and with his toy making now.
Is this the kind of thing you said to your kids when they asked these questions?
Totally. The question my kids asked more than any is the classic, right? How can he deliver all those presents in one night?
Right.
The answer to that turned out to be nothing to do with religion and everything to do with physics.
And is it too complicated? Can you share it now? How does
it's not complicated at all. In the True North, they know it as chronolepsy. Although the Elvish slang is time stop, it happens only on Christmas Eve when Klaus and the eight flyers, which is what they call them in the True North, set out on Christmas Eve. They're granted a special ability as they go through, actually, the Aurora Borealis to stop time. Only for them, only for them. They have months, if they need to make all of these deliveries and sometimes take that long. And so it was really sort of scientists who figured that out in the True North, but... it happens sort of all at once. And that's one of the stories that's told in the Christmas Chronicles.
Tim, just a couple last quick questions that have come up here. How does Santa get down the chimney?
Doesn't need to anymore. That was a problem. He never actually went down chimneys. But how he does it now is called the Maya principle. And it's one of the things he learned from the Dalai Lama. He can actually go through walls when he needs to.
And how do you explain all those wannabes in the malls?
There is no explanation for that. I mean, to the extent that they're good-hearted and are trying to help children have a good Christmas, Klaus is all for them. But as you know, it can get a little commercial, a little sinister from a capitalist point of view. They're not in any sense kind of emissaries or anything like that.
That's Tim Slover, author of The Christmas Chronicles. To find out how you can listen to the full series online and to see which stations are airing them, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us next week here and now.